To all of my adorkable fans around the world, follow your dreams and you too will find your happily ever after.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dork Diaries, Tales from a Not-So-Happily Ever After by Rachel Renee Russell, with Nikki Russell and Aaron Russell. Read by Jenny Barber.
This diary belongs to Nikki J. Maxwell. Private and confidential. If found, please return to me for reward. No snooping allowed. Tuesday, April 1st. I'm late! 7:22 a.m. That was me screaming in frustration. I can't believe I overslept again. Now I'm probably going to be late for school. Why? Because my bratty little sister Brianna has been sneaking into my bedroom at night and stealing my alarm clock. She's been using it to get up extra early to make a peanut butter, jelly, and pickle sandwich to take to school for lunch. Yes, she actually adds pickles. I don't know which is more nauseating, Brianna or her disgusting sandwich. Anyway, now I have less than 3 minutes to shower, shampoo, brush, dress, pack, eat, gloss, and go. This is how my very cruddy day began. OMG! I got dressed for school in 2 minutes and 19 seconds, which is probably a new late-for-school world record. I decided to wear my brand new sweater with the cool fringe on it. It took me 2 whole months to save up to buy it from Sweet 16, a trendy teen store in the mall. Looking back on my morning, there was definitely good news and bad news. The good news? My day had gotten off to such a horrible start, I was absolutely sure there was no way things could get any worse. The bad news? I was totally wrong about the good news. Breakfast battle, 7:25 a.m. OMG, I was so ticked off at Brianna for swiping my alarm clock that smoke was practically spewing out of my ears. Grrr! I wanted to stuff her in a big box and ship her off to Princess Sugar Plum Island to be the pooper scooper for all those cute little baby unicorns she loves so much. Brianna, did you take my clock again? I yelled. If I'm late for school, it's all your fault.
I didn't take your clock. Miss Penelope did. She thinks you need all the beauty sleep you can get. Have you looked in the mirror lately? Brianna said, sticking her tongue out at me.
Miss Penelope thinks I need beauty sleep? Sorry, Brianna, but Miss Penelope can't think. She doesn't have a brain. She's a hand puppet, I shot back.
She does too have a brain, Brianna shouted. She says she can go to puppet school to get smarter, but you need to go on that TV show Ugly Face Intervention.
I was like, oh no, she didn't. I could not believe Miss Penelope was talking trash about me like that.